and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I am Mark DeFalco.
Welcome back.
Welcome back every week.
Oh, okay. Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Joff Knutson.
Who's not a regular of the show.
Obviously.
Why don't you give it a little introduction of what you do here?
I do the front end on Channel 9. Me and Kara do that. And obviously everyone's getting ready for Tech Ed North America that's coming up next week. And so we went through the A team. We got the B team. I think I'm down around R team.
So yeah, we've got our developers in front of the camera. Just the way the Channel 9 was meant to be, right? So the 9 devs out doing the shows this week, like Joff said, that is because we are all getting ready for Tech Ed North America 2013. Starts next week. Monday, June 3rd, is the first day when keynotes will be being held. Goes through Thursday the 6th. And we're both heading down there this weekend.
Yeah, I'm heading out tomorrow. Are you coming out tomorrow?
Same thing tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're going to be there. Registration opens up on Sunday.
Yeah, you can come pick up your badge and all that stuff. We'll be 4 days full of content. This is kind of a Tech Ed preview show. Like we said, special occasion. We'll throw in a little extra in for you at the end. But let's get right into how you can best prepare to actually be on top of your game for Tech Ed this week.
Okay, so building your schedule. Channel 9, navigate into the Tech Ed North America page, and you can build your own schedule. Go in there. There's a schedule tab. Sign in, and you can get the My Schedule tab. Use the filtering on the right-hand column. You can find the stuff that you are interested in. You can filter by session type, by different days, all sorts of stuff. You can also put in freeform text in there. Find the schedules you want. And then whenever you see the little stars next to a session, just click on that. It'll be added to your schedule. And then you go back to My Schedule at any time. And you got your schedule laid out for you.
Right, yeah. So in the screenshot you saw, I think that was actually My Schedule. I have a couple of things picked out on there. But you can those stars are across everything. If you go to a single session, there's a star for Add to My Schedule, the list view, and you can filter on all of them. Some of the speakers that will be out there have blogs talking about them. You actually go and comment them on them as well. So people are already having dialogues with the speakers, trying to prepare and actually, trying to make sure, hey, you're going to cover feature X or whatever.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really easy to use. Whoever did that was a genius.
Yes, it's great. Once you do have your schedule built out, download the Channel 9 Events app. If you go to the Tech Ed blog, there is a post on there called Staying Connected with the Channel 9 Events app. It was featured a week or two ago. I did it on This Week on Channel 9. But to go over again, it is a app that exists across Windows 8, Windows Phone, iOS, and Android. So across a wide array of devices, it'll synchronize to our system, and that way you will get your schedule synchronized across your phone, your tablet, your computer, and the website as well. So if you're coming on site or if you're going to be mobile during that time, this is a great way to stay connected.
Which brings us to achievements. We have achievements for events now. You get achievements for Tech Ed North America, Tech Ed Europe. Are we doing any others?
Build.
We are doing build
doing
as well.
Build. Chivos at build.
Oh, I love my Chivos.
Yeah, so actually one of the achievements is downloading the app.
Oh, really?
Yes, if you download the app, and actually to go back, I guess, to one slide, there's an FAQ, list of the instructions to link your account over to Channel 9. Once you do that, we will unlock the... I can't remember. I Love Apps achievement.
Okay, there you go. And you get an achievement just for registering. And then you get your avatar goes on to the achievement landing page. You get to go up on the leaderboard. It's all cool.
Yeah. Get your achievements. There's some cool things in there, commenting on, basically interacting with the community at large. It's all fun stuff.
Yeah, being a part of the conference itself. It's a way to interact into it. It's actually kind of cool.
Keynote. Of course, we kick off our conference with a keynote. Brad Anderson, corporate vice president at Microsoft, will be headlining this one. Has a bunch of stuff to uncover, take the wraps off of, I believe. That starts 8:30, and that is Central Time, Central Daylight Time.
Yes.
So that is UTC minus 5.
Really?
Yes.
That's math.
Yes. I've done plenty of it around the site for this. So, tune in. We will live stream it from the Channel 9 homepage.
Of course.
And you can go in, watch everything live through that day, and then we'll continue on with a day of live presentations. I believe we'll be showing they call the Taste of TechEd, which is a little bit of around the conference, different speakers, different topics, everything from dev to IT.
All day, during the whole day of the conference.
All day for most of the conference. Yeah,
I think we're doing all
I think
four
it's
days.
All 4 days. Yeah.
Yeah, and the home. Just go to the homepage of Channel 9. Gonna have a player up there. For some of the Channel 9 sessions, we're actually gonna have the question box open up.
Right.
So you can ask live questions for wherever you are.
Channel 9 Live.
Channel 9 Live.
For those who are familiar, it's Channel 9 Live at TechEd, just as usual. Live Q&A, live interviews, all the great staff. Maybe the A team will be there. We don't
maybe
know.
Maybe
the B team will be there.
Yeah. Oh, to dream to move up to the B team. That would be nice.
So if you can't watch it live, we can always catch it later.
Yeah, we'll be recording almost all of the sessions.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much all of the sessions will be recorded, and we'll get them onto Channel 9 as soon as we can. People get kind of excited, I know, and it's like, it takes a little bit to get the things encoded. We try and get them within 24 hours, but we're not going to guarantee.
24 to 48 hours. Almost always after 48 hours, sometimes as soon as 24 hours. That's right after the session ends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from an 8 a.m. session ends at 9 a.m., it'll be up by the next morning, usually, if not, after. We'll have hundreds of hours of content uploaded throughout the week. All on demand, like you said, takes an encode. We'll have it encoded to download. High res, low res, mobile device, anything you really can use on.
On many of them, we'll have the PowerPoint slides will be available, and if there's any code samples, sometimes the presenters will put those in as well.
It's a great way if you went to the event and there was room that filled up before you got there, or if there was two sessions you want to go to at the same time, or if you're following from home. This is a great way. If you are going to the event, I would say go ahead and download a bunch of them for that flight home.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I do.
Yeah, just load them up, and that's what I'm going to be doing too. I mean,
So, this is now time for Picks of the Week.
What's
so,
that?
For the very first time, Joff, what is your Pick of the Week?
My Pick of the Week is the events bar.
which sounds more exciting.
Yes, it does.
Bar.
If only it involved glassware. The event bar, if you are a registered attendee of the event, we've put a sub-nav on Channel 9 just for you, so that you can have instant access to the key pieces of Channel 9 that relate to the event. Honestly, there was some concern from some people that they were having trouble finding the event stuff on Channel 9. There's a lot of stuff on Channel 9. So if you are a registered event, or a registered attendee, you get the event bar. Has links to the forum, to your schedule. There's a drop-down that populates with your next five?
Yeah, I think your next five sessions
that
are coming
up. Next five sessions will come down. There will be a place to evaluate sessions that you've attended. Link to the achievements. Yay, more Chivos. So that's going to be there for TechEd North America. We're going to have it for TechEd Europe, I believe, too.
Excellent. Yeah, so yeah, if you're, it's a kind of your lone little tour guide.
Yeah.
Through the site, if you're an event attendee, you'll go through and be able to get those quick links to all the places. No matter where you are on Channel 9, it'll follow you around. And I had to do something that was non-tech ed, just to give you a little taste of something different. Scott Hanselman just had a blog post called, "Is the Windows User Ready for apt-get?" And while this isn't exactly like apt-get, like the Unix utility, Linux utility, what this is called is chocolatey, which, as explained to Joff, it uses NuGet packages, chocolatey NuGet. Yeah,
NuGet, chocolatey.
Yeah, and you can then just use commands like, for here you'll see clist will give you a list. It gives you a bunch of aliases. So clist is chocolatey list through packages. And like NuGet is the package manager for dev tools and libraries. Mm-hmm. This is for consumer-ish or dev apps. So if you want to install 7-Zip or VLC or Microsoft Office, it'll still ask you for a key. It's not just a free repository.
Yeah.
But you can go ahead and use it. I know I've used it just recently when I was doing some dev work on my newer laptop. I didn't have all my dev tools installed, and I had to download curl. Yeah. And so just C inst curl, and it goes and downloads.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty neat. He has a whole blog post about kind of the background behind it, how it differs really from a package manager, and how it may not necessarily be ready for mom and dad consumer to go and use, but for a power user, it's a really cool tool. It has a very it's growing package list, but has a solid core of the kind of stuff you'd use on a day-to-day kind of basis as a dev.
And it's got a cool name, so that's really
Chocolatey
all you need.
Nougat. Yeah, come on. You can't argue with puns and wordplay, right?
Caramely
is it. Yeah. That's going to be the web interface.
Okay, I can take that.
So thanks a lot for having us on This Week in Channel 9. Come again next week. And
I won't be here.
And no, put some comments down there on how you'd like to see Joff on future episodes. We'd love to have him back. Thanks again.